Thank you for tuning in to the best parenting show on the internet, Post Daily Dose.
Hey, good evening, Facebook family, and welcome to another episode of Post Daily Dose with me, your trusted parenting advisor, faithful guidance servant on the healing journey. What's my name? Big Papa Brian Post. Hope everyone's doing fantastic today. In tonight's episode, we're going to talk about find your child's passion and pursue it. Hang on. I have a frame of reference for this. I had a question from a parent, and she's got an adopted son who's always wanted to be in the youth ministry, but he really struggled in school. She was able to homeschool him. She could structure his routine. She was able to make everything, you know, help him get through high school, but then he goes to community college, and then he fails his first two semesters in community college, and he really wants to be a youth minister, but now he's kind of lost. Hey, buddy. Hello, Bethany, and hello there, Opal Faye at a Post. So he is now, I'm thinking, not in school. And so she asked me, you know, kind of what my thoughts were. Hey, Brenda asked me what my thoughts were on the matter. And so I've already answered this in a question back to her, but I wanted to speak to it more globally. Here's the thing. We don't live in a society any longer where pursuing a traditional path to anything is the common thing. I mean, if you are interested in something, or if your child is interested in something, I mean, if they really show an interest, drive safe, Mom, if they really show an interest in something, a desire, a passion, you have to move heaven and earth to help them fulfill that purpose, at least get on the right path. And so with this particular mom, one of the first things I said is, so we know that he struggled in traditional school to begin with, so we need to get creative about how to help him reach his goals. And we're so used to doing things traditionally that a lot of times we don't think outside of the box. And that limits us, and in return, it limits us as parents, and therefore our children are limited. So I said to her, well, if he's going to community college, maybe he can stay home, live at home, because if he's living at home, maybe she can help him. Maybe he could do online college, some kind of online college that she could help him continue to structure according to his learning style and what she's learned, because she's an expert on him, what she's learned, how to help him get through some of those subjects that he's not passionate about. She did say that when he's interested, he's able to do, you know, move heaven and earth to make things happen. It's when he's not interested that he can't stay focused and can't stay committed. And see, the other thing I mentioned is that maybe he goes to seminary, because seminary would be bypassing. I know that there are probably some traditional, and I don't know a lot about seminary. I've got a friend who's in a seminary college right now. I know that there are some traditional maybe coursework that has to be taken, but a lot of it is built around learning the Bible and eventually moving into ministry of some sort. So maybe he bypassed a traditional community college and go into seminary. Or I said, at the very least, make sure you get him a mentor. Make sure, see, what would be ideal in my mind is that he go and start apprenticing to a youth pastor right now in a bigger church or in a church around, so that there's some accountability. He's getting an opportunity to focus in his passion, but there's some accountability by the youth pastor he's mentoring, apprenticing under, that can also help hold him accountable. And it just keeps him, it kind of keeps that carrot dangling, that one day you're going to be this youth minister, but at the same time, you've got to get through this, you got to go through this valley, yet now you're already doing some components of it. So you're already getting to pursue your joy and your passion and what feels good. So my big thing is, if you've got a child that's demonstrating a strength in something, especially adopted, foster children, children with trauma histories who have challenges historically with traditional learning models, if they're demonstrating a love for something, freaking push them towards it. to hell with traditional models of education. I'm telling you, traditional educational models are for traditional children. And traditional children come out of homes that are intact, that don't have a great deal of stress, where there's just, there's more, you know, maybe more predictability, more security, whatever. But nine times out of ten, a traditional school is not going to be in the best interest of your exceptional children. And I believe adopted and foster children are essentially exceptional children. And helping them pursue that passion, helping them find that thing that they're really good at, that they're really strong at, that really excites them, is probably one of the single best things you can do. And so, and I think it'll take a lot of pressure and a lot of stress off of you as a parent as well when you're doing that. Hey, Kirsten. Thank you there, Brenda. So that was my 2 cents on that. And you know what also made me think about that is the other night, Sunday night, I had dinner with a friend and his partner, and she's a sculptor, famous sculptor. Her name is Effie Young, and Effie does just these amazing sculptures. She's been working, I think she said, for the last 10 years on a show, a book, what have you, I can't remember what she calls it, but that's based around the Day of the Dead, the Mexican holiday. And she said she's getting close to finishing it. So she showed me some of the, I mean, life-size sculptures of just this incredible art. And I said, Effie, when did you know you wanted to start sculpting? She said, I started apprenticing with a local artist and sculptor when I was 10 years old. She says, the only thing I've ever wanted to do, and it's the only thing I've ever done. Is that not amazing? And she's now, you know, 60 years old and has traveled around the world and trained and sculpted and, you know, all over the world, and has these great big art shows, and people pay her a lot of money for what she does, and it's just fantastic. Someone that found her passion early in life and pursued it and had everyone around her supporting her to do it, and then just, you know, make some magic happen. So that's that. Anyway, I hope you guys had a great Memorial Day. I did have a good Memorial Day. I didn't do a lot. I'm still out here in Los Angeles, Beverly Hills, having an opportunity to spend some great time with some friends. I met an uncle today that I'd never had the opportunity to meet before, and that was really special. This guy has been in Hollywood for 60 years, and just amazing listening to, he knew Martin Luther King, he knew, hung out with Malcolm X, he was best friends with James Baldwin and Langston Hughes, and he started several artist institutes and theater companies in New York and Washington, D.C. So just really, really powerful, good stuff. So anyway, that's all. Remember, in any given situation, we always have two choices. We can continue to react from the same past imprints of stress and overwhelm and fear, or we can stop, we can slow down, we can take 3 to 10 deep breaths, and we can choose love. And I hope that you all will choose love and keep choosing it every single day and every single moment that you possibly can. And when you stray away from love and move into fear, that's okay. Just learn from it, breathe through it, move yourself back to love. God bless you, Big Papa loves you, and we'll see you tomorrow.